back with another team preview of the Brick House podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. If you want to check out the podcast online, you can go to brickhousepodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at brickhousepod. Email us bob@brickhousepodcast.com, matt@brickhousepodcast.com. And we will take all of those loving tweets and emails and just devote whole podcasts to them. What do we got?
Well, that's a lot of promises.
Yeah.
Today we have the number 23 team on the BrickCast team previews, the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And we have some real rare material of fake reporting, even by BrickCast standards,
wow.
Matt.
Okay.
You see, this material was brought to us by one Amy Esterhaus.
Okay, yeah.
She was just hired by the Heat this April and ended up with a job this summer at the organization that it's been known... It's really only known in the Heat's inner circle that this is an annual tradition of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Esterhaus revealed to Brick House that Pat Riley records videos of himself just in preparation for all sorts of different scenarios
like
that might play out.
Practice or is...
There's a million different scenarios that could play out as far as Pat Riley's concerned, and he just likes to be prepared for all of them.
Sure, he could lose a player, he could sign anyone, he could...
Yeah. I mean, one of the examples was, sorry, Heat fans, the building seemed to have lost power. Please stay in your seats and everything will be okay.
Oh, so this is even in arena videos.
Yeah. I don't know why Pat Riley feels the need that he has to be the public service announcement for this. Mm-hmm. He's a strange guy, but Mrs. Esterhaus brought the video... to us. Well, we're only going to be able to play the audio of the video, but she brought it to us because she found Pat Riley said some pretty disturbing things.
Oh, no.
In his just preparing for scenarios.
Yeah.
She thought it would behoove us to listen to these recordings.
Okay.
And we're sharing them with our listeners today. So let's take a listen.
Now, you see, I don't believe in that. I like to work right through dinner. Everyone's out. There's some quiet in the office. I usually eat once a day, but never in front of another living soul. My wife, we've been married almost 50 years, saw me eat a Three Musketeer bar once. She snuck up on me. No one sneaks up on Pat Riley twice.
I would never sneak up on you, and I wasn't really that hungry anyway.
Lost my train of thought again. Where were we?
Justice Winslow has never and will never apologize for dancing in that way, and frankly, if I were a younger man, I'd show him a move or two.
Oh, that's right.
Sir, can I ask a dumb question?
Another one after that one?
Why record for all these scenarios before they happen? Why not just respond to the crisis as it occurs?
Have you ever read Sun Tzu's The Art of War?
Here we go.
What if this event is so severe that I have to go into hiding in some foreign country? I won't be able to risk disclosing my position on the battlefield. I mean, what if I'm captured and my jailers force me to make a tape? They'll make me say things I don't mean, and people will need to know I didn't mean them. In fact, let's add that right now. If I at any time say into a camera that I want to revoke any of my patents or trademarks, that tape should not be valid in a court of law, because I have clearly been taken hostage by malicious copyright infringers.
Really sorry I asked. Let's keep going. Quite a few more on the list here.
No one knows what happened to Hassan Whiteside. He has not been seen since the disagreement we had. Now, this does not make me in any way liable, or am I in any way involved. We all want to see Hassan come home safely. That should cover a wide range of possibilities.
Dion Waiters next.
Dion was a great kid. And if I could go back and do things differently, I would have never bought him that motorcycle. Or I might have bought him a helmet.
Chris Bosh.
We are absolutely not trying to get doctors to say Chris Bosh cannot return to professional basketball so we can get out of paying his contract. Why would we even do that? If he can play, we want him on our team. I mean, but the facts remain. He is still missing, and Miami Police Department have told us they are doing everything they can to find him, and that's all we know at this time.
Are you going to have these players whacked or something, Mr. Riley? Is this some kind of new girl hazing? Because I've been here 3 months already.
No one's planning to whack anyone, but in my experience, you never know what may come up in the middle of a basketball season. I once fought off an entire convention of periodontists in San Diego the morning before the Game 6 of the Finals in L.A., and do you know why? Because I'm a survivor, that's why.
Tyler Johnson.
I felt threatened, so I shot him.
Where's the alibi denial video you're doing for that?
I think I'll get away with that one. It's Florida.
You really need Christopher Walken to pull off the stand your ground joke.
I thought it was Pat Riley.
Oh, Pat Riley.
Yeah, okay.
Spot on, Pat Riley.
I wasn't really surprised by some of the things Pat Riley had to say there.
Sometimes there are certain people that you just believe in. Nothing surprises you, really.
They made a lot of changes down there at the tip of Florida this summer. First of all, of course, they lost Mr. Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade. Mm-hmm. They lost LeBron James' replacement, Luol Deng, although no one was going to pay him what the Lakers offered.
Sure.
They lost Joe Johnson, who they had just after the trade deadline mm-hmm. for the rest of the season, and Mr. Fake Weed himself, Gerald Green.
Right. Don't forget about Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Retiring to a new career in Israel.
Right. Who they did re-sign, they gave all of their money to one Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Which is just impending disaster in my mind. Tyler Johnson, ditto. Derek Williams, they signed as a free agent. He's really gotten around, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Also, Deion Waiters, he turned down a $6.8 million player option in Oklahoma to sign for $3
million. Yeah, I think that's a fine signing for the Heat.
You know, he made his college teammates call him Dwayne Kobe or Kobe Wade or something like
sure.
that. So now he really is filling in for Dwayne Wade. We'll see how that goes for him.
Yeah, okay.
They also signed Wayne Ellington as a free agent and James Johnson. They re-signed for the 117th time Udonis Haslam.
He has benefited. He has made a ton of money by contract restructurings and, like, signing to fill gaps and things. It's great for him.
Probably more effectively a assistant coach at this point.
Sure.
Just a locker room guy.
Bob, I think we can call this segment, Can Someone Please Bring Their Talents to South Beach?
And now, the starting lineup for your Miami Heat!
Like you said, Chris Bosh is a major question mark. If he doesn't play this year, Josh McRoberts is his backup. Not a terrible player, but certainly not perennial all-star Chris Bosh.
Sure.
Goran Dragic will be holding down the point guard position. Mm-hmm. Although maybe by year three of Tyler Johnson's contract, when he's getting paid $19 million, they'll have to start him.
Yeah.
Josh Richardson and Deion Waiters, I assume, will be fighting it out for the shooting guard position. Josh Richardson played really well for Miami at the end of the mm-hmm. year. Justice Winslow is going to be moving into the starting lineup with Luol Deng gone.
Big fan.
Yeah, unlike the dumber teams at the bottom of this list, they'll actually give Justice a chance to improve himself in his sophomore year by
right.
getting some playing time. And, of course, Hassan Whiteside starting at center. The possibility of him being Andrew Bynum 2.0 is just quadrupled this year with the max contract.
Yeah.
Record prediction.
Last year, there were 48-34, tied for the 10th best record in the league. Where do you see them falling to this year, Matt? How much did Dwayne Wade really mean to this team?
I know they're down low on our list, and I think that's probably accurate, but I still think they're above. They could still be right above 500, in my opinion.
Sure.
I think they're going to be at 42 and 40.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have them falling all the way to 36 and 46.
Wow.
I am not a Hassan Whiteside fan.
Yeah.
He just hasn't played long enough consistently to give me confidence. Not to mention Deion Waiters is going to be making decisions with a basketball in his hand.
Yeah.
So if the Heat were going to beat the San Francisco Warriors, how would they do it, Matt?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare.
How do you see this going down?
Cocaine and ladies. That's what it says here. Cocaine and ladies, cocaine and ladies, cocaine and ladies. That's the one thing Miami will always have going for them over their opponent is the nightlife. By the way, I think a few of the players like Thompson, Curry, and Durant will not be swayed by that, but I do think
Draymond.
You could sway Draymond Green.
Yeah, you know, kind of like Mrs. Esterhaus's recording showed us, I assume Pat Riley is probably somewhere recording a video of himself claiming no responsibility for the disappearance of the Warriors team plane.
Hmm.
Which is how the Miami Heat could possibly beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
For this episode's anecdote, I wanted to ask you to rank your five favorite sports that involve a net.
Five favorite sports that involve a net.
So, I got to hope the basketball is number one.
Yeah, that would be really weird if it wasn't. So we'll go basketball number one.
Okay.
Hockey number two.
Hockey two. That's a good one.
Tennis. Tennis is three.
Excellent. I know you're a tennis fan.
I like tennis. I almost forgot that tennis had a net. Soccer. I like watching the soccer.
World knows it as football.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, world.
That's okay.
So that's four.
Americans don't apologize.
You're right. Cut that. Cut that in post.
That's four. We need a fifth sport involving a net.
Okay. So what do we have here? We have some options. We have volleyball.
We have lacrosse.
Lacrosse, volleyball.
There's
handball.
Handball. I like handball.
Yeah.
What else is there? Does High Lie have a net? They have a wall.
They have a wall.
Okay.
You just fire that thing a million miles at a wall and hope people aren't standing in front of you, I think.
Volleyball has
a net.
Yeah,
I said volleyball. I didn't say, I put that as one of the options.
Water polo? Is that a net? Is that like volleyball in the water?
Water polo.
Oh, no, they have the goals. They have, okay.
Yeah. Let's say handball. That's a fun thing to say.
Dirk Nowitzki's father would approve of that.
And so would Arizona State legend Jake Plummer.
Okay.
Former Broncos and Cardinals quarterback.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We're predicting another playoff angel falls into the pits of the draft lottery.
Oh, that is grim, Bob.
Unlike Miami, they signed their aging superstar, though, to a career-thanking extension. Find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brick House.